Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heart Blend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on emotional care and empowerment for empaths, sensitive souls, and those that resonate with my content. So hello, I'm so excited and happy to have you. And today we are covering how to slow down in chaos. Oh my goodness, this one is so challenging. How can we slow down when things feel so chaotic, right? When you have so much going on in your life that you feel like if you slow down, everything's just going to fall on top of you. So that's why I want to cover that today, to give us a sense of ease and to help us to really practice slowing down, even though we're in a chaotic space in our lives at the moment. Okay? We've all been there, right? We've all felt a little chaos at times, and it can be very overwhelming. And sometimes we feel like if we just speed up, if we move faster, that we can process through it and we'll get through the chaos faster. But things just start to feel more chaotic, right? Well, the first thing that I want to cover with you is finding a neutral zone. Okay, so what does finding a neutral zone mean? It means finding either an activity, a space, an environment, an hour of time, anything that is neutral, that does not excite you, that does not calm you. It's just neutral. And being able to have that neutral zone is going to be much easier to help you to transition to slowing down. Because when things are too chaotic, you struggle with really being able to slow down completely because you're still having to react to what's going on around you or within you. So finding something that's a bit more neutral, that's not going to trigger you emotionally, can help you to transition into slowing down in a chaotic environment. So if you live around a lot of loud noises or loud people or things are really fast-paced and busy, what can you do in order to find something that's a bit more neutral to catch your breath? Just to catch your breath. It's not going to trigger you. It's not going to irritate you. It's not going to make you sleepy. It's not going to completely calm you. It's just for you to catch your breath. Another way to slow down in chaos is to say no. Saying no and setting better boundaries. Oftentimes in chaotic environments, there's a lot of demands, there's a lot of requests, there's a lot of opinions, there's a lot of noise, and oftentimes we find ourselves in the middle of it, and sometimes it could be in the middle of an argument between people, and they're pulling on you, and like, hey, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And it's like, whoa, this doesn't even have anything to do with me. Or sometimes there's extra drama, right? Sometimes it has nothing to do with that, but sometimes it's just people are asking a lot of you and you're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling like you can't keep up. You're feeling like you're forgetting things and missing details and making mistakes. That's your sign to say, I can't do this. And oftentimes our pride gets in the way of that. We feel very prideful in being able to do it all or to manage it all. And slowing down gives you that grace and that care and nurturing for yourself to say, you know what, it's too much. And when you say no, guess what happens? New ideas come in. New systems can happen. New processes can happen. Because either way, those things have to get done, or people will find that they're not that important. Sometimes when we have someone that's just there to do it, we just create the energy for them to do it more, even if it's not needed. So it's really helpful for everyone involved to figure out what is truly important, what truly needs our energy and our attention. Everything does not need your attention. Not everything is urgent. And so when we feel like we're in the space of urgency, like, I got to get it done. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. Help me. Help me. Help me. You feel like you're going to burn out. And so we have to practice saying no, right? Saying no gives us the time to slow down. And it's so important. It's important for everyone involved. Once people are able to understand your boundaries, they're able to respect you, they're able to truly know the definition of who you are as a person and how to interact with you and how to communicate with you better because you are communicating your boundaries and you're saying no to what is just not that important to you or what's not going to add value to your life or what's not going to help you. Oftentimes we are burdened by just feeling like we have to help everyone else and they are fully responsible and capable of helping themselves. Okay, so use that accordingly. I know sometimes we have others that depend on us that we have to take care of. So just really look at it as best you can and see what areas you can say no to. Okay. The next way to slow down in a chaotic environment is to truly understand yourself. So taking time to understand who you are really helps because then you actually understand why something may feel chaotic to you. Sometimes people just work better in a fast-paced environment. That's how their mind is wrapped up. Maybe they have trouble focusing on different things for a longer period of time. And maybe you're different. Maybe you process things a little slower. And so being able to understand yourself helps you to be able to make better decisions so things don't feel so chaotic. It also helps you to communicate more of who you are and to articulate more of who you are so people can understand, oh, you're not like me? Ah, my bad. You know, people really do assume that you're just like them. So it's so important that we have to take that time to spend time with ourselves, to know ourselves, to understand ourselves. And if we don't do that, we get so wrapped up in all of the chaos and what's going around us that we forget about ourselves. We forget about our own power. We forget about how we can influence the situation. We forget about how we can use our skills and our strengths to take control over the situation. We forget about our weaknesses and things that are a challenge for us that we need to better manage and handle or improve on in order to not feel as chaotic. So taking the time with yourself and understanding yourself is huge for being able to slow down in a chaotic environment. The next way to be able to slow down in chaos is to be able to differentiate between what is internal chaos and what is external chaos. Of course, we project what is going on internally. So if you feel chaotic, if you're thinking chaotic thoughts, if your thoughts are very scattered, if you feel very scattered, that's going to project out into your physical external reality. So we have to determine which one is the greater source. Is this an internal thing? Do we have a lot going on in our minds? Are we neglecting certain things that demand our attention and now those things are getting louder that we have to focus on? Are we overexhausting ourselves or overcommitting ourselves for a personal issue of maybe feeling like we have to prove who we are? Is it internal? So if we can take the time to slow down and reflect on how much of this is me, we have to keep it real because it's so easy to deflect. It's so easy to say it's everyone else. But when we can take a moment to say, is it me? That's going to help us tremendously. And on the flip side, we have to ask ourselves, is this an external thing? If it's external, you're going to see everyone else in your environment also affected by it. All of a sudden, everybody's like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of chaos. If you're at work and people are feeling super stressed out and you're feeling stressed out as well, sometimes if you're an empath or if you're a very sensitive person, things are going to feel very chaotic to you more than the average individual anyway. But let's say that everyone around you is just feeling all over the place. And that's an external source. It is chaotic in the external world, but internally, it's going to start affecting you and triggering for you to begin to feel chaotic because you're responding to your external environment. So let's take a moment to slow down and see of ways we can help that environment. Can we move? Can we change our space? Can we communicate something that needs to be communicated to the people in our environment to help create order in chaos? Can we change the job if the job is chaotic? What can we do? So focusing on your capabilities in the external chaos is going to help you be able to gain some stability and slow down and gain control, even if we're in a chaotic environment or chaotic situation. The next way to slow down in a chaotic environment is to stand firm. So standing firm on your values. We can get easily persuaded in chaos because we just want it to stop. So we'll do whatever it takes in order for us to feel some sense of normalcy or feeling some sense of calmness or ease, even if that means compromising who we are. But when we do that, we actually make things more chaotic for ourselves because your value system is what really stabilizes you. It keeps you anchored and grounded, and it defines who you are. It's a part of your identity. So if you compromise on your values and what makes you feel like you, you're going to feel even more chaotic and unstable. So make sure that you're able to stand firm on what is important to you and remember your why. Let's say you slipped up and you're like, Lens, oops, already messed up my values, already compromised, already messed that up, right? That's okay. That time is ended. It's over. We can step up and we can stand firm now. Okay, so even if we've compromised ourselves in the past, we can say, you know what? Yeah, I know I said that back then, but I don't care. This is what is right for me. And I'm standing by that. And oftentimes people respect you more and they'll back off. And you can move things around that work for you so things don't feel so chaotic anymore. The next way to slow down in chaos is to practice calming your nerves. So this one is huge. What is so interesting is that there is no speed in calming. Right? So we're already feeling that sense of chaos, right? And so when we are able to calm our nerves, taking those deep breaths, meditating, praying, journaling, yoga, if we have time to do yoga, slowing down, doing slower movements will help you to calm yourself in those times of chaos. So we have to move a bit slower, talk slower, breathe slower in order to calm ourselves down. And you'll find that when you do that, everything around you changes and shifts. So it's important for us to be mindful that when we change, everything else changes. So when you change your thoughts and slowing down and becoming more reflective and more introspective, those types of thoughts help you to slow down, helps you to be able to stabilize yourself in chaos. Now, what's interesting is that even though you're slowing down in a chaotic environment, you're actually just bringing yourself into a normal pace because everything around you is just so fast. So you have to slow down just to feel normal. You're not actually slowing down and feeling slow. That's the thing, because there's so much stimulating you. So oftentimes we're very sensitive. We are taking everything in through our sight, through our smell, through touch, through hearing, everything. And so all of that sensory overload by itself makes you feel chaotic. So what can you change within your atmosphere or within your environment that can help bring some of those senses at ease? Do you have a lot of color in your environment? Maybe that's too much. Maybe we need more neutral tones. So a more neutral environment with maybe grays or beiges or just neutral colors can help you to slow down and not feel so chaotic. Clutter makes you feel very chaotic. So slowing down with the clutter, clearing out the clutter, making sure that your space is clean and clear, making sure that any smells are removed that can really give you a headache, right? Imagine you smell all of these different smells all at once. It's a lot, and it makes you feel anxious and chaotic. Putting your mind at ease, not focusing on what you cannot control and worrying too much about the future can also create a chaotic environment within you. So we have to slow down and focus on the present moment. Focus on what is in front of us right now. What can we just gain a sense of stability and security on at the moment? Chaos is something that happens when we don't take care of things before they get too big. When we ignore the warning signs. When we are not perceptive and taking time to ask questions. When we dismiss our emotions and dismiss things. When we pretend like things don't exist. When we avoid things. That's the formula for creating chaos. Because at that point, something has to give, and we become more reactive. When we're reactive, things get chaotic really fast because we're scattered and we're just all over the place. So we have to take that time to be a bit more proactive, look at things from a forward-thinking perspective. Yes, we can look to the future, but not worry about the future, not complaining, but really focusing more on solutions and ways we can take care of things before they get too big for us to manage, before they feel too overwhelming. How can we do that? So, I hope that you all gained something from this episode. I hope that it was very helpful for you. I know when things feel chaotic and they feel like they're out of our control, it just feels so debilitating and hard to get through. And so the last thing that we think about is to actually slow down because we fall into the trap of that reactive type of energy, but that only perpetuates more chaos. And so if we just allow for things to settle, allow for things to be what they are, allow for ourselves to accept things as they are, then things will start to kind of clear out and calm down because nothing stays reactive for that long. When we're in that reactive state, we're in a sense of survival. So we have to be able to relax and calm down, and eventually things will start to settle down. Because we can't operate like that. We're not designed that way. So I hope that this was helpful for you. Thank you again so much for tuning in. As always, we are Tuesdays and Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Heart Blend Podcast.